在我们每一天都听见很多的坏消息的时候，
When we're in days where all the news seems to be bad news,
让我们能够在主的恩典里面，
Let us live in your mercy and grace.
不用担心，不用惊慌。
Let us not be worried and afraid.
因为你与我们同行。
Because you are with us.
虽然我们未必能够是避开世上一切的困苦。
Even though we can't escape from all the hardships in life,
但在这些困苦当中，因有着你与我们的同在，
But because you walk with us,
我们就能够行得有力。
We can walk with strength during these hardships.
因为好像保罗经历各样那个的困难，
Just like Paul who experienced all kinds of hardships,
他仍然能够高声地来到去宣扬，
He's able, still able to declare,
没有任何的事件能够叫我们与上帝的与基督耶稣的爱来到分开。
That there's nothing, absolutely nothing that will separate him from the love of God.
让我们在与基督的爱里面来到去找到我们的完全。
Let us find completion in God's love.
是奉主耶稣基督的圣名而祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
在刚才我们所读的经文，就是我们一年以来那个的主题。
So the scripture we just read is the theme of this year's worship sermon.
上帝从埃及地召出他的儿子。
God called his son out of Egypt.
很多时候当我们来到去建立我们的家庭。
A lot of time when we build up our family.
尤其是当我们有仔有女的时候。
When we have children.
我们都很紧张我们儿女那个的成长。
We try really hard to raise up our children.
我们会尽我们所能来到去为他们来到去建立一个安全的空间。
We do everything we can to provide a safe environment for them.
我们会尽我们的所能将最好的资源为他们预备。
We'll try our best to give them all providence.
很多的人在我们的孩童一出生的时候。
So many of us, when our children are born,
就已经为他们来到去预备教学基金啊，
would have provided the funds for education，
甚至有人听过是已经开始储首期跟他们买屋，
or to save up money to buy their future home。
我们为我们的子女来到去预备最安全的环境，
we provide the safest place there can be for our children。
我们很小心在屋企里面没有任何一个尖锐的角落，
We cover up any acute or sharp edges in our home.
没有任何一个的电制容许我们那些好奇的小朋友摆他们的手指落。
All of the electrical outlets would be covered well.
很小心地来去保住我们那些的热水壶啊，那些这样，以免他们有那个的灼伤。
Or anything that is really hot will protect them from it.
我们为儿女预备最能够支持他们那个的网络。
And we even create a supportive connection for them.
时常都提醒他们在他们身边有着锡着他们保护他们的人。
Always remind them that there are lots of people who love them and protect them.
我们很希望从我们的儿女的口中，我们只是听见欢笑的声音。
And we hope that we only hear laughter from their mouths.
从来没有任何的愁苦。
That they'll never face any sadness.
从来没有任何的失望。
Or any disappointments.
但是有时我们需要问回我们自己。
But we should ask ourselves.
其实这个是不是一个最好的教养儿女的一个模式呢？
Is that really the best way to raise up our children?
当我们看见我们孩童成长的时候。
When we see our children growing up.
他们是不是能够建立到真正的自信？
Are they really able to build up their confidence?
因为一个能够胜过挑战那一种的自信。
Because the confidence that can overcome challenges,
他们在他们的生命的当中，如果他们遇到挫折的时候，
So when they are faced with obstacles,
他们能不能够有那个重新站立起来那种的反弹？
Do they have the resilience to stand up again?
他们成长的时候，
And when they grow up,
我们能不能够在他们的生命的里面，
Are we able to, in their life,
给他们有一个 很清楚的一个道德罗盘，一个道德的方向，
guide them and give them the moral compass that they need.
以致他们能够分辨善恶。
So that they can discern the right from wrong.
在今天这个充满着各样引诱的一个世代里面。
So in today's world where there's temptations everywhere,
他们能不能够作出合宜的选择？
Are they able to make the right choice?
以致他们在他们的生命的成长的时候， 他们能够成为一个有动力的一个人。
So then they can have the energy, the vitality to face life.
他们能够承担起生命的责任。
That they can shoulder up the responsibilities of life.
原来我们生命是有责任。
So there are responsibilities in
life. 原来我们的生命是有使命。
And there are callings in life.
很多人的迷失就是因为他们失去了这种使命感。
A lot of people are lost because they have lost this calling.
失去了承担责任而带来那种的动力或者那种的生命。
They have lost sight of the vitality, the strength that is needed to bear the responsibilities of life.
而胜过挑战建立自信不是靠打游戏机而来。
And gaining confidence or overcoming challenges is not going to be accomplished through playing video games.
而是经过生命的挑战。
They can only be built up through the challenges in life.
过去的一年里面，我们在圣经里面看见上帝怎样来到去抽大一班的人。
So through this year, we've been learning about how God raised up His people.
去抽大一班从埃及地里面来到去走出来的人。
The people that have left Egypt.
这班的人，他们是上帝的选民。
This set of people are the chosen ones.
为了生存的缘故，他们离开他们的本家，去到这个埃及。
Because of living, they had to leave their homes and enter Egypt.
原本他们以为从此以后就会一帆风顺，在埃及那个丰富的里面来到去成长。
Originally, they had expected to just live in Egypt and enjoy the riches there.
但是在这个属于世界的一个地方。
But in there, that is very worldly.
他们就很快发觉，他们不再被那个地方来到去接纳。
They realize that they are not accepted by that land.
他们成为当地的奴隶。
They became their slaves.
他们失去了他们对上帝那个依靠那个信心。
They have lost their faith for God.
他们失去了他们作为阿伯拉罕的子孙，上帝的约民这个身份或者这个文化。
They have lost that identity that they are the offsprings of Abraham who received the covenant from God.
上帝在这个埃及地里面，将这一班的属神的子民来到去呼唤，来到去带出来。
So God calls his people out of Egypt.
让他们见证上帝大能的作为。
And let them witness God's power.
在那个过程里面，我们看过他们的成功，看过他们的失败。
In that process, we have seen their triumphs and their failures.
到头来,
and at the end,
我们不是有一个童话故事的一个结局。
We actually didn't have the storybook happy ending.
在他们经过了各样上帝大能的彰显之后,
after they were through all these powerful miracles by God,
他们没有学习到上帝给他们那个的勇气。
They actually didn't learn that courage from God.
反而在上个礼拜日的讲道当中,
and instead, like what was preached last Sunday,
我们看见当他们去到这个迦南地,
we saw that when they were at the mouth of Canaan,
他们就被在当地的巨人所吓到,
they were threatened by the giants in that land.
而在那个时候, 他们就退回去, 我们是受害的一群, 那一种的心态。
And they retrieve back into this, that mindset that they are just victims.
他们放低了他们的责任, 他们觉得上帝带他们去到那个地方是害他们。
And they just let go of their responsibilities and thought that God led them there to be victims.
在那个地方, 在那个旷野地, 死在那个地方。
That they'll just die in the desert.
他们看不到上帝正是要将他们来到去带出埃及，以致他们能够成功地进入这个应许之地。They
couldn't see that God has meant to lead them out of Egypt and into the promised land.
他们再要经过另外的一道。
they're just going to have to go through another set of trials.
一个在旷野地里面成长的人
to grow up in the desert.
在旷野地里面他们开始得到这些生命的磨
where they will receive the life lessons.
当耶稣基督道成了肉身来到我们中间的时候
when Jesus became the incarnated word,
或者我们以为上帝会改变一下他这个臭大一个的小朋友那个的手法。
We wonder, would God change the way he raised up his son?
当他从埃及地将这些的以色列人带出来的时候
When he led the people out of Egypt,
似乎未能够成功地将那一种的属灵的责任在他们中间培育起来。
It seems like he wasn't able to distill this spiritual responsibility in them.
再加上今日来到这个世上是他的儿子。
And on top, who's now he's raising is his own son that have come to earth.
或者我们以为啊，上帝一定在他身上做最好那个的保护，最好那个的恩赐，以致他不需要经历任何世上的苦痛。
We might think that God would give him the best gives best protection so that he doesn't have to go through any hardships.
会帮助他，就住他，保护住他，来到去行世上嗰个嘅日子。
He'll do what he can to protect him so that he walks a smooth life.
但系睇翻圣经嘅时候，上帝唔系用呢个嘅形式嚟到去凑大耶稣。
But when we read the Bible, we realize that's not how God raised Jesus.
原来上帝凑大一个小朋友的方法是永远不会变。
God actually doesn't change his ways to raise up children.
因为最好的方法是不能改变。
Because the best cannot change.
在这个马太福音的里面我们被提醒到。
In Matthew, we're reminded that
在这个平安夜的诞生之后
In this night of Jesus' birth,
上帝再一次来到去将这个的儿子带到去这个的埃及。
God has once again brought his own child into Egypt.
让他在那个的地方来到去成长。
And let him be raised in that land.
直到他是准备充足。
Until he was well prepared.
上帝才将他带回去以色列。
And God will lead him back to Israel.
而圣经里面睇嘅呢个就系应验上帝嘅心意，应验上帝完全嘅计划。
And the Bible said this was how the prophet has been fulfilled.
就系佢要从埃及地召佢嘅儿子出嚟。
That out of Egypt he calls his son.
有时我哋会问点解上帝要咁做
？So we ask why does God do that?
为什么上帝要耶稣基督在他尚是婴孩的时候有这种这样的经历
Why does God lead Jesus to face such experience at infancy?
或者他尚是年幼他自己未必经历过那个的经历或者当时的感受
So when he was so young, he probably hasn't understand that type of experience.
是上帝要他接受这个考验。
But he needed Jesus to accept that challenge.
不是单是他个人的考验，而是他整个家庭的考验。
Not only a challenge for himself, but for his whole family.
这个就是上帝托付给他，给约瑟和玛利亚。
And this is the task that he has given Joseph and Mary.
这对夫妇，这两个的人。
For this couple, these two people.
这两个平常人。
Ordinary people.
甚至在当时来讲，他们属于是比较低下层的人。
In fact, they're kind of at the lower end of the social hierarchy.
他们会怎么接纳上帝的儿子
？How would they receive God's son?
在他们的生命里面，他们怎样看见、见证这个的孩童那个的成长
？How do they witness the raise up of the Son of God?
这个就是人和神那个的关系的一个的接触。
This is the connection of men and God.
第一样东西我们看到的就是上帝没有将这个的家庭从危险、刀剑或者那种的敌意的环境的里面来到去救出来。
The first thing we see is God did not protect his holy family from danger or animosity.
他没有免除了他们面对的危险。
He didn't take that threat away from them.
我哋喺平安夜嘅时候，我哋常常强调嘅就系耶稣基督诞生喺呢个嘅伯利恒。
On Christmas Eve or the night of peace, we always emphasize God is born in Bethlehem.
喺呢个嘅马槽嘅当中，喺嗰个嘅天使个歌声嘅底下嚟到去降生。
In the manger with the praises of angels, he was born.
我哋常常称当晚为平安夜。
We always call that night to be the night of peace.
因为在那晚的当中，我们见到上帝的应许的完全的神。
Because in that night, we witness the fulfillment of the prophecy of God.
上帝的完美在道成肉身的耶稣基督的身上摆出来。
God's completion is seen through the word incarnation.
上帝的灵和人的肉身在一起的时候是一个平安的存在。
The Spirit of God and man together is a peaceful night.
但这个平安不是长久。
But this peace is not long lasting.
因为很快那个的黑暗，人那个的野心就作出一个的回应。
Because very quickly darkness responds.
而人那个的回应就是从回我们那个的罪性来到去发出来。
And the response is rooted by the sinful nature of men.
如果上帝而家取咗人嗰个嘅肉身来到我哋嘅中间
，So now that God has become flesh，
呢个正系上帝嘅灵嘅软弱嘅一个嘅时候。
That would be the weakest point of God.
喺趁住呢个嘅时候，我哋可以威胁，可以攻击。
And through this is an opportunity to threaten and to threaten God.
因为我们以为他有了肉身的时候他就会流血的了。
Because when he's in flesh, he would bleed.
有流得血我们就杀得到。
And where he could bleed, he could die.
我们就可以免除这个的威胁。
Then we can remove this threat.
邪恶只是懂得这样。
So evil can only think like that.
当耶稣基督出世的时候，希律王听到这个消息。
When Jesus was born, Herod heard of that message.
但圣经里面提到，他并没有因为这个消息而欢欣。
But Herod was not happy because of this news.
反而他因为这个消息，他有一个恐惧，有一个提防。
Instead, he became afraid and protective.
然后少女藏刀地来到去要求那些博士讲出一个婴孩的住处。
And he wanted the Magi to tell him where this holy child is.
口里边讲嘅就系我要去拜他，心里边谂嘅就系我要去杀他。
While he said he wants to worship him, he really meant that he wanted to kill him.
而当嗰啲嘅博士醒水啦，受咗上帝嗰个嘅指引啦，佢哋冇将呢个嘅地方讲出嚟嘅时候
，When the Magi learned of his ill will, he didn't tell Herod of the location of Jesus.
希律竟然用了一个有杀错没放过的方式。
And Herod actually got really aggressive.
在两年的当中，将当时所有两岁以下的婴孩全数的杀。
He ordered a massacre to kill every child under the year, under 2 years old.
上帝保护他的婴孩。保护耶稣基督这个婴孩。
God protected his own son.
但是不是说只是在他身上戴一个的保护罩。
But not just kind of create this shield.
不是阻止了这一场血腥的惨剧。
And not to stop the massacre.
而是在当中将耶稣基督带到去这个的埃及。
But he led him to Egypt.
离开了以色列去到埃及。
Leave Israel and go into Egypt.
离开了这个属于他的家乡，去到一个陌生的地方。
Leave their homeland and go to a foreign place.
在那个地方，他会怎么面对？
How would he face this foreign land?
约瑟听了上帝的指引，离开以色列，去到埃及。
Joseph listened to the advice, leave his homeland and went to Egypt.
但在那个的时候，他没有因为这件事而带来一个灰心失望或者一个恐慌。
But he didn't become afraid or disappointed because of that.
我们生命里面时常都受到威胁。
We are often faced with threats in our life.
也很多时候我们每一日的出街，每一日我们本来作为很正常的一些行动，都可以成为一个的威胁。
Oftentimes, a lot of daily tasks, just going out, can become a threat.
在这个的疫情的当中，很多人都开始有一种的心慌慌的一个的态度。
During this pandemic, everybody just seems to be afraid.
越来越多时候见到人去到超市。
Sometimes when they go to supermarkets,
不再是行街这样行。
It's not just to shop leisurely.
而是很清楚有一张单。
But have a very clear shopping list.
我要买这样，这样，这样，这样。
And just get everything that he needs.
就推着架车快快快手手执完。
Quickly get everything he needs.
个超市可能开门都未够嗰半个钟头。
Maybe not even half an hour after the opening of the market.
已经排队俾钱排到几远。
There were lots of people who's trying to cash out.
速去速回。
Quickly go and quickly go home.
我哋受到呢种嘅威胁。
Because we're threatened. We feel threatened.
处事的智慧是需要。
So we need wisdom to manage our daily lives.
但是我们不要被因为这种这样的威胁养成了一个畏惧的心。
We shouldn't let this threat lead to a heart that is always afraid or in fear.
其中我们生命里面一个的功课。
One of life lessons.
就是我们如何地面对这种的威胁，面对着我们生命里面的畏惧。
Is how to face such threats in our life.
不是那种的愚勇，见到就有那个威胁就冲埋去。
It's not just a dumb courage.
但我们也都不可以在这样的情况里面成为了惊弓之鸟，一个恐慌的人。
But we also can't be so afraid or intimidated all the time.
箴言书里面提到有些的愚蒙人或者那个懒人。
So Proverbs says there are lazy people.
我成日会同自己讲嘅，我唔出街啊，出边有狮子，出边有各样嘅猛兽。
Who says I won't go out because there's all kinds of threats and animals outside?
上帝提醒我哋，我哋嘅保护系从上帝而嚟。
So God reminds us that our protection comes from Him.
如果我哋失去咗呢种嘅保护嘅时候，其实我哋出街有事，喺屋企冇事咩
？If we don't believe in this protection.Won't we be afraid to be in trouble even at home?
冇嘢能够真正保护。
Nothing can really protect us.
只有上帝嘅心。
Other than what's in God's will.
耶稣基督第一个嘅功课。
So Jesus' first lesson.
呢个家庭嘅功课。
The family lesson.
就系虽然佢哋面对呢个嘅威胁，一个佢哋自己不能胜过嘅威胁。
Is that even though they're faced with this threat that they can't overcome,
但他们不会因为这样就觉得希律是恶晒。
They won't feel that, well, Herod is the king, he rules.
他们避开。
They avoid it.
但是他们没有因为这样来去崩溃。
But they didn't get conquered or vanquished.
上帝将这个家庭带到去埃及。
So God leads his family to Egypt.
在那个的埃及一个的地方，他们面对另外一种的危险。
They face yet another threat in this land.
第一种的危险是很清楚的，是很埋身的，是一种生命的威胁。
This first threat is very, it's very apparent. It's a danger and it's hostility. They can feel it very quickly.
但是第二种的威胁呢，可能没有那么明显。
This second one is much less apparent.
第二种的威胁就是一个熟悉的文化的里面那一种的那种的试探。
It's the threat of dealing with the temptation of a worldly culture.
这个是我们另外需要建立起来的一种的防护力。
This is another area where we have to build up protection against.
当我们教导子女他们离开危险的时候，我们同时间要教导他们的就是他们怎样在那个的引诱的当中他们保护自己。
When we teach our children to be away from physical dangers, we also have to teach them to protect themselves against temptation.
埃及地俾到佢哋有一定嗰个嘅保。
Egypt provides them with a certain extent of protection.
希律嘅军兵唔能够去到埃及嚟到捉佢哋。
Herod's army can't go in there to kill them.
但埃及地有着另外一种嘅危机。
But Egypt has its own set of threats.
埃及系一个有文化嘅地方。
Egypt is a very cultured place.
它有着它一个很古老的一个很丰富的一个神秘主义的文化。
It has very rich and mysterious culture.
很多时候我们想到这个宗教的意念。有很多宗教的意念是从埃及开始。
A lot of religious thoughts and origins came from Egypt.
虽然在这个时候埃及基本上已经亡国。
So at that time, actually, the nation is kind of broken.
但是这个文化仍然存在。
But their culture is still there.
在这个文化以上再加上这个新进入来的这个希罗文化。
And on top, they are filled with this Hellenistic culture, Roman and Greek culture.
某程度上，这个的埃及成为了这个的希罗，即是希腊和罗马文化的一个的中心。
So Egypt has become the center stage of these two Greek and Roman cultures.
当他们承传了这个的古老的这个的文化。
So not only have they inherited this rich culture from the past,
又加上这个的希腊，这个的罗马的，这个很实际，很实用的一个的文化。
In addition, they are filled with this very practical culture from Rome.
对一班来自这个的以色列。
So for people who have come from Israel,
来自这个比较是在边疆地带的这一班的人。
Someone who's kind of from a rural area.
可能他们有一个很大的一个文化上面的冲击和那个的震撼。
They would have a very, very big cultural shock.
在那个的地方
And in that land,
玛利亚和约瑟要凑大一个初生的婴孩。
They have to raise up this baby Jesus.
在他们身边再不是全部是犹太人。
And around them aren't Jewish anymore.
在他们身边有很多他们觉得很难适应的一些环境。
Around them are people that they just can't get used to.
他们需要考虑的就是他们在这个新的地方他们怎样谋生
How are they going to make a living in this land?
他们只是从犹太人做生意只是他们将他们的生意接触当地的社群
Would they limit their business just to the Hebrews or would they also do business with the Egyptians?
他们怎样跟他们的邻舍来到去相交
How would they interact with their neighbors?
他们的邻舍可能除了犹太人之外，亦都有埃及人的。
Because very likely their neighbors could be Hebrews as well as Egyptians.
当时耶稣基督虽然还是一个婴孩
，Even though Jesus was just an infant then，
但是婴孩长大得很快。
Infants grow up very quickly.
当耶稣第一次说话的时候
，So when Jesus speaks his first word，
他会讲什么的语文呢？
What language would he speak?
他们讲回父母在以色列的地方所讲的阿兰文
Would he speak Aramaic?
他听到可能市场上所用的那些希腊文
or Greek language that he hears in the market
或者一些埃及本地人他们用那种的埃及文
or Coptic language in Egypt
在耶稣基督这个最年幼的时候有一些东西是最深刻印象的时候
So when Jesus is so young some memories get very deep inside his heart
他见到的是什么景象
What is it that he remembers
他存留的是他埃及地那间屋那个地方那个的形象
Would he just remember the first house in Egypt
埃及的街道
The streets in Egypt
他那些旁边那些的孩童所玩的埃及的游戏
Or the games that Egyptian kids play
甚至在埃及地每一个街道上面可能每一个角落都有那些的偶像
Or there would be a lot of idols on the Egyptian streets
埃及地当时是一个很充满着各样新奇事物的一个地方
Egypt is a land filled with very, a lot of new, trendy, curious things.
在这个地方有很多不同的意念。
And in there, there are a lot of different school of thoughts.
不同的想法。
A lot of different thinking.
不同的表达。
Different expressions.
某程度上，这些事情可以帮助我们扩阔我们的眼光。
A lot of times these things might help us open up our horizons.
但是在这么多的选择的底下。
But with so many choices.
我们会如何的选择?
How would we choose?
我们能不能够有智慧地来到在当中选择到上帝的心意?
Are we able to wisely choose what God wants us to choose?
今天我们在这个时代的时候。
So today in this age,
我们都是面对一个多元文化的一个社会的一群。
We too are faced with a lot of different cultures.
同样地，我们的孩子要在这个扩阔眼光的世代的里面来到去学习，来到去成长。
Our children are also faced, bombarded with a lot of different cultures.
这件本身不是一件坏事。
This in itself isn't a bad thing.
但是如果我们从当中，我们不能够分辨。
But if we're not able to discern,
什么是属上帝的，什么是属世界。
What is godly and what is worldly?
如果我们只是盲从地跟着这个世界，那个的风气来到去走。
If we just blindly follow the cultures of this world,
我们能不能够为我们的子女带来最好的成长
？Can we give them the best raise up？
在这个的埃及地，上帝要这个的家庭做一个的决定。
So in this land of Egypt, God needs his family to make a decision.
到头来，他们要怎样来到去凑大这个的圣婴
？How would they raise up the holy infant？
在大约一两年之后 两年以上、上帝就向约瑟找天使向约瑟来到去说话。
About 2 years after they went into Egypt, God sent angels to speak to Joseph again.
他说你起来。
So Joseph, go.
你现在可以离开埃及。
You can leave Egypt now.
回去你的祖家。
And go back to your homeland.
因为在当地要迫害你们的人他已经死了。
Because in there, the people who wanted to go after you are now dead.
当时约瑟其实是面对一个选择。
So Joseph has a choice to make at that point.
有时我们会想当他听到天使的说话的时候他就一定听的了。
So sometimes we imagine if he hears the angel speak, of course he'll listen.
但是我们太多的时候见证到的就是人听到上帝的说话的时候其实未必听。
But actually we've seen that when people hear of angels, they might not listen.
可能在我们的生命里面我们都曾经受过上帝的话的挑战。
Maybe even in our lives, we have heard God speaking to us.
从圣经从信息在我们的祷告之中从弟兄姊妹的口的里面。
From the Bible, from sermons, or from conversations with brothers and sisters,
我们感受到上帝对我们的呼。
We might feel God calling us.
但是我们是不是百分百这样即时就说我在这里请差遣我
But are we immediately to say that we'll listen to God and send me wherever?
或者更多的时候
or even other times,
我们会作一个的选择。
We would make a choice.
我们会信服。
We would obey.
还是我们会提出各样的藉口。
Or
各样的推搪。
Or we will make a lot of excuses.
因为如果我们要推搪的话。
Because if we are to make excuses.
我们可以想到很多的藉口。
We can often come up with a lot of reasons.
如果约瑟要推搪的时候。
If Joseph was to not obey.
他都可以想到很多。
He can also make a lot of excuses.
当约瑟准备回去这个的以色列
So when he was about to return to Israel,
他选择去到这个的拿撒勒这个的地方
He chose to settle in Nazareth.
而不是回去伯利恒
not to Bethlehem.
因为在圣经里面提到的就是约瑟仍然有一个的意识。
Because the Bible said Joseph still has this thinking.
就是危险未传过去。
That danger is not completely eliminated.
迫害他的人死了。
Yes, the people who wanted to kill them is dead.
但是他们是不是绝对的安全？
But are they 100% safe?
所以回去的时候他都选择去到从南边伯利恒的地方他选择去到最北边这个加利利海附近的这个拿撒勒。
So because of that, he has chosen to kind of go to the northern part, the Nazareth.
这个很小的一个地方一个他可以隐姓埋名的一个地方。
A very small place where he could just hide out and live quietly.
或者约瑟和玛利亚不是介意这种乡下里面比较上平静的生活。
Maybe Joseph and Mary doesn't mind this rural living.
或者约瑟都不介意在那个地方他可能只是做一些平常人日常所用的那些木制的工具。
That he doesn't mind just making regular ordinary wooden products.
因为他是一个木匠
because he's a carpenter.
他没有机会发挥他那个艺术家的潜能。
He probably wouldn't have the space to create all that he wants.
但是当这个约瑟考虑这件事情的时候
But when Joseph was considering this,
他大可以说其实今天这个危险仍然存在的。
He could easily say, well, today the threat is still there.
我可不可以等一下先
Could we just wait a bit more?
等翻五年、十年、二十年先啦。
Five, ten, twenty years。
咁我哋先至稳稳阵阵地知道嗰个嘅威胁真系过去啊嘛。
Then we can know that the threat is gone。
有几多时候呢个系我哋嘅借口啊
？Is that our excuse too？
系我知道上帝喺我哋生命里边有呼唤、有心意。
Yes, we know that God has his calling in our life。
但系系咪而家咧？系咪即刻咧
？Is it now? Is it immediate?Immediately now?
我可不可以等我的仔女大呢
Can I wait till my children
grow up? 等我仔女的仔女大呢
And my grandchildren's grown up?
等他们那五六十年呢
To wait another 50 years?
我都知道很多的人在他们的生命里面他们都说我感受到上帝有一个呼唤的
I know that a lot of people say they can feel God's calling
我有个使命的
That they have a calling to do something
但是现在是我当家之年嘛
But right now,
现在我要凑大啲仔女嘛。
Right now is my strong time to raise up my children.
为佢哋准备啊嘛。
To prepare for my child.
所以我唔系推上帝。
So I'm not disobeying God.
不过叫你等下啫。
But just asking him to wait.
等到时候。
To wait for the right time.
时候将到。
For that time that is right in the future.
但系唔系而家。
Just not now.
我哋就用呢一个嘅理由去推搪上。
And that is our excuse to not obey at this time.
甚至他可以说留在埃及不好吗
Or he could, Joseph could say, isn't it good to stay in Egypt?
我这个的儿子是特别的。
So my son is very special.
有先知跟我们说过他是一个很重要的一个人来的是救主来的。
The prophet has told us that he is the savior.
那既然他是一个救主就被他在埃及救了。
Well, he could save from Egypt too.
埃及他可以学到很多东西的、哦。
He could learn a lot of knowledge in Egypt.
当年约瑟在埃及的都是这样大的啦。
So see, Joseph was raised in Egypt too, successfully.
或者他就可以留在埃及来去做他的工作成为以色列人的祝福的。
So Jesus too could do his mission in Egypt and be a blessing to Israel.
或者如果他留在埃及的时候他就真是一个宣教的人了。
If he stays in Egypt, then he'll be a missionary.
将犹太这个的信息
To send this message of the Jews.
上帝的信息在埃及地里面发扬光大不好吗
To spread this message in Egypt.
如果我走回去以色列
If we return to Israel.
还要走回去这个拿撒勒这些这样的乡下地方
To the rural Nazareth.
我们怎样能够是帮我们这个孩子成为以色列人的救主、啊、
How do we ensure he becomes the savior?
我不知道他有没有想过这些事
We don't know if Joseph has gone through these type of thinking.
圣经里面没有提。
The Bible didn't say.
圣经里面只是提了一件事。
The Bible only said one thing.
当佢接受咗上帝嘅说话嘅时候，佢哋就听。
That when we heard God's message, they listened.
佢哋就放低一切喺埃及地过经过咗呢几年嘅挣扎所建立嘅一切。
They left everything that they have built up these couple years in Egypt.
去翻呢个嘅以色列。
And return to Israel.
唔系翻到去佢哋熟悉嘅地方。
Not to where they are used to.
而系拣咗另外一个全新，佢哋又系一个唔熟悉嘅地方。
But yet another area that they don't know.
喺嗰度嚟到去过佢哋新嘅日子。
To start another new beginning.
对玛利亚同约瑟嚟讲。
To Joseph and Mary.
其实佢哋冇第二个选择。
They actually don't have another option.
虽然佢哋身边有好多其他嘅选择。
Even though there might seem to be a lot of choices,
但喺佢哋嘅生命嘅里边，佢哋要活出嚟嘅。
In their life,
就系佢哋愿意承担起一个嘅责任。
Is they are willing to bear this responsibility?
承担起呢个选择嘅责任。
This responsibility of choice.
自由嘅代价系咩啊
？What is the price of freedom?
自由嘅代价就系为我哋嘅选择负责任咯。
Is to bear the consequence of our choice.
约瑟喺同埋玛利亚喺呢个嘅地方，佢哋承担起呢个责任。
Joseph and Mary bore this responsibility.
教导佢哋嘅孩子呢个耶稣基督承担起呢个责任。
And taught their children to do the same.
俾佢睇见，当人有得拣嘅时候，人要点样拣
？That when we have choices, how do we choose?
拣顺服上帝啊！
To obey God,
定系拣另外一啲嘅选择
，or other choices，
可能欢欢喜喜，可能忧忧愁愁，但系我哋要做一个选择。
Could be a happy choice or could be a sad choice, but we'll accept.
我哋要拣嘅系咩
？What is it that we have to choose？
圣经里边讲到嘅就系，当佢哋去到埃及地嘅时候
，The Bible said when they reached Egypt。
他们就要做一个合神心意的选择。
They have to make choices that is pleasing to God.
因为只有这个选择会将耶稣基督带离开埃及。
Because only those choices would then be able to lead Jesus out of Egypt again.
而在这个的以色列里面继续成长的，成为以色列的先知，这个耶稣基督。
And Jesus who is going to become a prophet,Later,
他是从埃及地里面出来
has come out of Egypt.
他是一个承担起自己的使命，承担起上帝在他生命里面的计划，承担起那个呼唤的一个的圣者。
He has bore the responsibility of his life and the calling and the plan of God.
当我们看这个的幼年时候的耶稣
when we look at Jesus in his youth,
我哋睇见到世界原来系咁残酷。
We see that the world is actually quite cruel.
原来事与愿违先至系呢个世界里边嘅人嘅常情。
That the norm is things will never go our ways.
当佢嚟到呢个有罪嘅世界
，When Jesus comes to this sinful world，
虽然佢自己完全嘅圣洁。
Even though he's completely holy,
但他仍然要面对这个有罪的世界带来那一个的结果。
He still has to face the consequences of the sinful world.
而正是在这个的充满着失望的世界的里面。
And in this world that is full of disappointments,
耶稣要说，我在你们的失望的当中，我过过那些的日子。
Jesus can say that I too have been faced with disappointments.
是停留在这个的失望，不是一个正当的选择。
But staying within the disappointments isn't the right thing to do.
接纳这个的人生的失望，亦都不是我们那个的生命那个的动力。
Accepting disappointments is also not the drive of our life.
因为在我们的失望的当中，正是给我们看见我们需要上帝的。
Because in these disappointments, we see that we need the salvation from God.
在这个罪恶的世代里面
And in this sinful world,
我们无论怎样包装这些的罪恶
No matter how we package sin,
无论我们怎样来到去说平安了平安了罪恶仍然是罪恶
No matter how we come in denial to say that we have peace, we're still in sin.
無論我們這個的世代怎樣來到去接納毒品、色情各樣的事、各樣的 生命裡面的這些的人遊。
No matter how this world accepts things like drugs or sexual immorality, there are still temptations.
他們仍然都是對生命帶來這個傷害。
They still bring harm to life.
無論我們的政府怎樣說，無論那個確診數字不斷上升，但是沒事的，沒事的。
Even though the government might say, yes, we have a lot of COVID cases, but we're okay, don't worry.
我們已經做好準備。
We're all well prepared.
夠了。就是這麼多。
And that's it. They have nothing more to offer.
打針就打針咯，有針就打針咯，啊。
So there's vaccine we could take.
政府只是能夠做到這麼多而已。
That's the most the government could offer.
它不能夠為我們帶來這個身體的健康，不能夠帶來這個生命那個的安心。
They can't bring health, they can't bring peace to our hearts.
如果我們只是容許這些假象來向我們說話，
If we're going to just let these things talk to us.
我們很容易想的就是說，人生就是這樣的了。
We can easily lead to think that, well, that's life.
就是充滿著失望，就是充滿著傷心，就是充滿著那個的羞恥。
It's filled with disappointments, shames, and sadness.
所以，就吃吧，喝吧咯。
So therefore, we should just eat and have fun.
因为明天要死了。
Because we'll die tomorrow anyway.
过得今日，今日欢喜就得啦。
Let's just make the most out of today.
现在听到好多呢啲咁样嘅信息。
There are a lot of people who believe that today.
但系救恩嘅信息。
But the message of salvation.
就系话我哋唔系只系喺呢一个嘅人生嘅悲剧嘅里边得过且过。
Is not just try to live our way through the tragic situation.
不是尽量地来到去享受这个的最终之乐。
Is not just to enjoy sins.
救恩是叫我们脱离那些卑贱的事情。
Salvation is to have us leave these shameful things.
带我们去到这个的悔罪的心意。
So that we'll repent.
带我们进入上帝的救赎。
And enter into God's salvation.
因为我们要离开埃及。
Because we have to leave Egypt.
我们要成为上帝的儿女。
And become the children of God.
成为上帝的儿女有两个步骤，第一个就是离开埃及，然后我们接纳上帝的呼召。
So two steps to be children of God. We have to first leave Egypt. Second, we have to accept the plan, the will of God.
所以先知对我们的信息。就是说我要从埃及地召出我的儿子。
So the prophet says, out of Egypt I call my son.
今天我们是离开埃及进入了这个应许之地的一班人。
So today, are we a people who have left Egypt and entered into the promised land?
我们仍然在那个旷野地里面哄哄转。
Or are we just wandering in the desert?
还是我们不想离开埃及。
Or we just don't even want to leave Egypt.
在这个圣诞的时候，让我们再一次来到去反省、省察自己的属灵生命。
In this Christmas time, let us review our spiritual life.
让我们找紧我们这个属灵生命是一个旅程来的。
Let us grab hold of our spiritual journey.
我们要离开一个地方，步向另外一个目的地。
That we have to leave a place and enter into another.
我们是很有方向、很有目标这样来去行这条路。
Are we clearly directed on this journey?
我们是兜兜转转，我们迷失了方向。
Or are we lost and just wandering around?
我们离开了但又不知道去哪。
Have we just left a place but don't know where to go?
正是我们时常都想走回转头。
Or do we always want to walk
back? 走回那条回头路。
Go back to where we came from.
我们现在是哪？
Where are we now?
要享受上帝的好这个的福音带给我们的平安和喜乐。
to enjoy this peace that is brought upon by God's salvation.
我哋要成为呢班被上帝召从埃及地召出嚟嘅一班人。
We have to be a people that is called out of Egypt.
让我一同低头。
Let us pray.